Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world on the show before Christmas, and we got a lot of Christmas music and Christmas guests. My first guest is Lee Greenwood talking about his Tennessee Christmas show. Then KC of KC and the Sunshine Band has a Christmas CD out. You won't believe it. Actress Lori Metcalf will be joining us. Next hour from the Oak Ridge Boys, the bass singer Richard Sturban. They're over at the Gaylord right now in Nashville. Legendary artist did all the Beatles stuff. Peter Max will be joining us. Dina Martin has a brand new Christmas CD right now, and we're going to be talking about that. And then Christmas gift ideas on our lifestyle segment with Haley Wright. We've got some last-minute high-tech ideas to talk about. And then we don't want to forget about our fuzzy friends at Christmas time, and Kristen Levin will give us some suggestions for the pets in our lives. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy Today.
If your company stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. That's COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. And there it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text GRIT to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text GRIT to 321-321. That's GRIT to 321-321.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know my dream. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that fight to me. And I gladly stand up next to you, and it may hurt you today, but there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Gosh, I love that song. I could listen to that song all day long. I mean it. And I'm so proud that it was written and sung by one of my dear friends who I've known for almost 30 years. Joining us right now is Lee Greenwood. Hi, Lee. How are you? Welcome back, my friend.
Thanks, Ron. Great to talk to you again.
You know, I meant what I said in the introduction. I just could listen to that song all the time. Even when you're in a foul mood after watching all the news on television, put that song on and it'll make you proud of America again. Because, boy, I tell you, some of the things we see on TV challenges that fact a little bit.
Yeah, I sometimes get a little bit disappointed in the approach that news has. And I understand about media and what they teach journalists, and that is you have to have both sides of the coin. You can't just be always good news. You got to support bad news.
Yeah.
And people cling to bad news because it's what gets your attention. You know, there's a wreck on the interstate. Oh, let me listen to that right away, you know.
Right.
And the Boy Scout troop brought goods to homeless. Okay, that's fine. I'll let that go. So you understand the philosophy of it, but at the same time, it gets so over and over and over and over about the nation having such problems. Let's talk about the good stuff.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And that analogy has been used. I'm very familiar with the fact that you just drive down the road, and if you see lights, sirens, action, people stop. You know, they just, they want to look at this stuff.
Well, it does get your attention.
Yeah, it does. Well, let's talk about the positive things. First of all, I saw you last Monday on Fox and Friends, and you did a sensational job, as you always do. You know how I feel about you. And you were singing to people that were becoming American citizens on Fox and Friends. That had to be a thrill, because they really feel the impact of what it means to be an American citizen.
You bet they do. That's not the first time I've done that.
I know.
The first time, I think, was 5 or 6 years ago, and we had many more. They had like 30 that they swore in as citizens at that one time. And Jenna Pumatella from Homeland Security was there, and right after the service, she said, "Can we use your song in the film for the immigration ceremony across America?" And I said, "I don't see why not." And so they went ahead and made a film. It's a beautiful film, and have my song in it. So when somebody is sworn in as a citizen, they hear the national anthem, the president's speech, whoever's currently the president of the United States, God Bless the USA. They take the oath to the country, just like I did when I joined the NEA, the National Endowment of the Arts Council, or a military person, and then they surrender the flag of their old country and become an American. We did that with 12 people on Fox and Friends this last time, and I got to meet all 12 of them. And I had this brand-new shirt printed up just for that event. It says, "Proud to be an American" on the front, and every one of them was putting on the shirt just to say, I want to know, have everybody know that I'm proud that I'm an American.
Wow. That is such a feeling. And to think that you precipitated that song, and you wrote it really very quickly, did you not?
Yeah. I didn't complete it within a week, but I wrote most of it until I got home and talked to my producer. You have to realize we were on the road 300 days a year, our first 3 years of touring, and it was very rigorous. Hardly time to get home and lay down a recording, not alone the pictures on the front of the album. Remember the big square album?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Our kids now fall on vinyl.
Yeah, they're in the museum.
Yeah, no, not anymore.
No, you're
They're
right.
Selling them at Barnes & Noble, and my 21-year-old, who's a Chancellor Scholar at TCU, an all-musical composition major, has discovered vinyl, and he even argued with me that instead of calling it a record player, he calls it a vinyl player.
Well, you know, it's funny, and because I just read yesterday online that it's outselling CDs now.
Yeah, because they're more costly.
Yeah.
CDs are not.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, to produce the record, it's more, and then the jacket. They're actually, and I'll just kind of add this as a footnote, American Patriot I recorded after I left MCA over at Liberty, and MCA has since gobbled up Liberty Records, but they're reproducing the American Patriot CD, which contains the national anthem, God Bless America, America the Beautiful, God Bless the USA, the Battle Hymn of the Republic, This Land is Your Land, and a couple other American songs. They're reproducing it in vinyl with a red, white, and blue cover next year. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
The reason we got rid of vinyl is because it doesn't last. You put a diamond needle on it, and right away you start to wear out the recording. So we went to CDs because it's a laser.
Right. Right, sure. Well, you know, I can remember back in the days when I was a disc jockey doing remote broadcasts, and we used to bring the records out with us, and they put us in a showroom someplace with the sun beating down, and about a half hour after we got there, every record was warped.
Yeah, that's awful. It does that with me.
Yeah, on the 30th to Hiawassee, Georgia at the Anderson Music Hall. Do you know that I live on Hiawassee Street?
Do you really?
Yeah. You've been to my house. Hiawassee, Georgia at the Anderson Music Hall. This is what I think is very, very nice. You know, you're Mr. America. I mean, you're part of the Apple Pie, Chevrolet, and whole nine yards, okay? Now you have a company that is in association with Tour Sponsorship, which is a company that also has the same philosophy, the same thoughts, same ethics that you had. This is a company that parallels your image as an all-American person.
I can truly tell you that, and that is they are from Beloit, Wisconsin, self-made. They started from nothing, had extremely benevolent, great staff that has worked with her for over 25 years. And, I mean, when I align myself with someone, I will not diffuse my brand for any amount of money. But this company is Red, White, and Blue American. They use my song and have for 15 years to inspire the people that work for a company, and they want me to do several events for them for a year, and I put their name on my bus. It says ABC Supply presents Lee Greenwood on tour. I'm proud of the association, and you'll see my bus running into Hiawassee, Georgia with my whole band and crew and merchandise and everything. By the way, I love Christmas season. And our show is called A Tennessee Christmas.
Oh.
Now, I know T. Graham Brown will probably sing some of his country hits, and he's with us there. But I only sing one other song other than Christmas in my show.
Really? Now, when you do that, Lee, do you find that people want to hear all of these songs that you've recorded? I mean, let's face it, you would be there for 7 days if you had to do all of them. I mean, you have 22 studio albums, 7 compilation albums, and 7 number one hits, 38 singles, including songs like Turns Me Inside Out, Dixie Road, Somebody's Gonna Love You. I mean, do they say, geez, can you throw more songs in? But you can't when you're doing a Christmas show because you'd be there for a month and a half.
Well, they don't dictate what I sing on stage, nor do they even ask me. I just tell them that this is the Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
We're right after Thanksgiving, and I'm going to bring Christmas to your city. And it's called The Tennessee Christmas. We do that song in the show, which is written by Amy Grant.
Yeah.
And I just love the season. And I think to put people in the spirit of Christmas is what my agenda is. And that's why I don't do the country music. I'm not trying to sell anything. I just want to put people in the spirit of Christmas, and the reason for the season is Jesus Christ. So if I can get those people thinking on that term, then I've achieved my goal.
Wow, what a great philosophy, Lee. That is truly the meaning of Christmas, and I'm glad that you're bringing it all across the USA during this Christmas season. We're going to pause for a second, Lee. We're going to come right back with more with my special guest and friend over 30 years, Lee Greenwood, as we talk about Christmas with Lee Greenwood just 1 week away. Lee?
We'd like to do for you a song that has been in my Christmas show for a number of years.
Welcome to A Tennessee Christmas. All right, this is a medley of songs. If you'd like to sing along with them, we put several together. Traditional Christmas songs are kind of fun to sing with, okay?
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, and the fire is so delightful. Since we no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Brought some corn for Papa. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
It's the most reverent Christmas song ever written.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. My very special guest is my pal of many, many years, Lee Greenwood, talking about Christmas. And it's nice when this time of the year you can talk to close friends again. And that's the case with our guest. There's something about that season that really changes everybody's hearts. And, of course, doing God Bless the USA on top of that is unbelievable. But the songs that you sing, because my late brother couldn't listen to Christmas music. He also said he didn't like it. The only reason he didn't like it is because he got so sentimental about the memories it brought back, which is the reason why I like it, is for the memories it brings back. But it can be a very somber time, especially when you start thinking about when you're younger and your parents were with you and so on and so forth. But it is important to do those kind of things.
Well, there's nothing wrong with reverence. And I think if whether it's a sad memory or a happy memory, I think we just kind of all mold that together, and we just give them a message of happiness. So when people see our show, there are about 50-50 traditional Christmas songs and 50% that you've never heard. But if you have either one of my Christmas CDs, mm-hmm. And one is called Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, the other one is called Christmas to Christmas. Both are available on my website, which is newly designed, LeeGreenwood.com. And you'll see those two albums, so you can buy those for Christmas as well. And we have all this new Christmas merchandise.
You know, that's a tough thing to do, and I give you a lot of credit, because when you go on the road, as we know, when you stay on one location like so many people did in Branson, you know, with Bobby Minton and the late Andy Williams and everybody else, they could produce a show. Doing what you do is exceedingly difficult, because you'll have to recreate the stage and a new sound system and get used to the lighting and every night venue that you're in. So, you know, it's a very laborious and stressful situation. Now, Lee, what are your plans for this holiday season with you and your family?
Yes, I have my boy's coming home from TCU. He'll be home for Christmas.
Great.
The entire Christmas holiday, so he gets home right after that. And then Dalton will take a few days off, and we'll have our sons both here. We're spending Christmas at home this year.
Oh, that's great. I mentioned earlier some of the things that you have done over and above when it comes to music, and it is staggering. I could be here forever doing it. For example, being appointed to the National Endowment for the Arts in 2008 by President George W. Bush. You had to be confirmed by the United States Senate, of course, with that great book that has out now, Proud to be an American. Actually, that's been out for a couple of years, has it not? You gave me a very, very early edition of that, and I went out and bought two more for my grandchildren. Boy, is that a good book.
Thank you. And I've just been appointed as a trustee to the Kennedy Center by our current president.
Really? And honored with the Congressional Medal of Honor Society's National Patriot Award
which is unbelievable. You keep so busy when it comes to this. You give back so much, Lee. You really do. And that's the truth. I mean, you just give back a lot to the country that we love so much. Now, I don't know how many people know this, but when Lee was on the show a little while back in the studio, he brought his sax with him, and a unique saxophone it is. You started off as a sax player, did you not?
I was piano first because my mother played piano and mandolin. And
oh, wow, really?
And we didn't have a tight family. I was raised by my grandparents. My father and mother were divorced when I was a year old, and my mother was our guardian, but she was in and out of two other marriages before she met the man that she would eventually stay with, who I loved dearly, Louis D'Antonoli, my stepfather. But there was a piano in the house, and I always learned, you know, to play the piano first, because I had to play by ear. I really didn't read music. And I think through the first year or two, when I was 9 or 10, my mother knew that I had looked at a saxophone and kind of liked it and brought me one. It actually was my uncle's instrument, who played it in nightclubs. And she said, you know, that he's not going to play anymore if you'd like to have this instrument. And I already played drums, and I played drums in the American Legion Drum and Bugle Corps. So just trying a variety of instruments. Well, when I found the saxophone, it was over. That was going to be my main instrument. And I didn't play piano for a couple of 3 years until I had to start ranging and writing in high school. So then I went back to piano as well. And when I left high school at the age of 16, and went straight to Nevada with my own band called the Apollos. That's the Greek god. I don't know why we named us that. And then opened at the Stardust Hotel, and I began writing and arranging for all shows in Las Vegas.
Wow.
And did so for the next 20 years.
At the Stardust, I didn't know that. Wow, that's great. All the women like singers and sax players, so boy, you got the two already covered there, don't you?
There's something romantic about that.
I don't know what it is. I played the trumpet. You know, nobody wants to go out with a trumpet player because their lips look like Jagger, you know.
Oh, that's not true.
So that's the tough part. Obviously, we got a lot of people that are, you know, in homes right now that need all of the CDs and entertainment items that you supply the world with. Lee, I got to tell you, again, it's always nice to have you here. I treasure your friendship. Thank you for what you do for the military and for our country and for patriotism. I heard Claudia tell you before we went on the air that you have really recreated patriotism in this country, and believe it or not, we need it real bad, and you have filled a void that unfortunately is too big, but you're filling it up day by day with your patriotism.
Well, that's awful kind of you to say. I just love what I do, and I love the military. As you know, I have one charity that I support, Helping a Hero out of Houston,
right,
Texas, where we build homes for wounded warriors, and that is my mission.
I know. Lee, again, when you come to Florida again now and you get in Orlando, please let me know so we can get together, my friend, okay?
Hey, Ron, I will do that.
Okay, good, and happy holiday to you, Kim, and the boys, all right?
From my family to everybody else, and a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Lee. A class act, there's no doubt about it. Lee Greenwood, one of the best. I got to tell you, as I mentioned before, his friendship is treasured in our family. And I want to remind everybody to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. Or you can also check out segisings.com, segisings. And we're going to pause for a second. There's more to come. And I want to play a little Christmas music by our friend, Lee Greenwood.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza.
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Travel delays are worsening the weekend before Christmas. FlightAware reports nearly 3,800 delays, 180 cancellations, and the airport seeing the most delays is Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. Florida struggling with below quantities of their orange crop. Rich Johnson explains.
The combination of extreme weather and a disease attacking citrus fruit could drive down Florida's orange crop to its lowest level since before World War II. The forecast now is for Florida to produce 20 million boxes of oranges this year. That's about 51% below last year's crop.
That's Corey Myers reporting. A Motown legend will appear tonight at the Microsoft Theater at LA Live. Stevie Wonder's House Full of Toys benefit concert takes place starting around 8 o'clock. All attendees are encouraged to bring a toy. Dave Collins, USA News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
They told me, ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Gotta guess who that is. You'll be surprised when you find out. Now, here's the surprising part, okay? Now, this is from a brand new CD of 12 new cuts. Actually, there's some new and some traditional done by a group that absolutely is fantastic, but I think this might be their first venture into this. Joining us right now is our pal who's been with us three times just this year. It's always good to have from KC and the Sunshine Band. KC, Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Merry Christmas to you.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is this not the first time you've done this, KC?
It is. We've been doing a couple of the songs that are on the album in live shows for quite a few years now, and I just decided to finally, you know, go ahead and put out a Christmas CD. I never had done one, always thought of doing one. And I've just been in this creative mode the last couple of years or whatever, so it's really, I guess the timing was right. You know, I mean, this is the first one, and maybe I'll do a follow-up at some point.
Well, you know, the first I heard of this, the first thing that came to my mind is what a year. Because the last time we talked about your CD that retook all of the songs from the 60s that you liked.
Correct.
I remember the great version you did of the song that you and I both like, Oh, How Happy.
Yes.
And, you know, that was such a great CD, continues to bring back memories. And now here we are at the end of the year, and you surprise us again with another piece of work that is different than what we're used to hearing from KC and the Sunshine Band.
It is. I mean, I'm exploring a lot of different areas and things that I haven't ever done before, going a little bit out of the box.
Yeah, great.
I think it's very what KC and the Sunshine Band is, actually, the whole album. And, you know, there's a bunch of original stuff that's getting ready to come out soon that's that teeters on out of the box, too. And I'm just in a creative mode, and there's a lot of stuff to come, a lot of stuff.
That's so good to hear. Now, let's talk about some of the songs on the CD. Now, you have some of the traditional holiday favorites, including
yes.
The Little Drummer Boy. I love your version of it. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Then we go beyond that with some new stuff, songs that you've written, like Jingle Bell Boogie, the
right.
After Christmas song. I love the name of that, the After Christmas song.
Yeah, I kept thinking, you know, there's not a song for after Christmas when Christmas is all done and everything. So it just kind of popped into my head. I said, yeah, I'm going to write a song called the After Christmas song.
What time of the year did you do this? Did you do this a few months back?
I started it in January of this year.
Okay, so the reason I asked that question is because a lot of times people used to tell me when they do Christmas CDs, like Andy Williams told me, what he would do is he'd do it like in July. And so they would
right.
Decorate the studio in Christmas and have hot chocolate and decorations and everything. I was thinking I can get in this convertible and go home. But you living in Miami, getting your convertible and go home even during Christmas.
Correct. Yeah, there's we didn't decorate the studio or anything like that because it was just a process over, you know, 8 months or whatever it was, 7 months. It was just fun doing it. It was fun putting the whole project together. I kind of got a little crunched near the end and wasn't even able to record a few more songs that I really wanted to be on the album. I was very pleased with, you know, the way it turned out and had a lot of fun doing it. And it was just a great project. And I'm really happy about it.
I am too. And not because we've been friends for a long time, ever since our meeting at the Atlantis, but the fact of the matter is I'm excited about what you've been doing. The 60s, as I mentioned earlier, the CD is great. I mean, you've done a great job on some of the traditional songs. In this Christmas CD, you have the Unity on the Bay Choir from South Florida doing the background chorus.
I do. I actually brought them in on the 60s album. They sang on Blowing in the Wind from that album with me. I was introduced to them through Terry DeSario about 3 or 4 years ago, and we did a little thing at their church or whatever, her and I, and it was the first time we had sung together in over 30-some-odd years, and they were just a great group of individuals or people, so it was just natural for me to call them and ask them to come sing on this album with me.
Mm-hmm. I think it sounds great. I mean, I love this thing. I've been playing it since I got it, and it's really done very,
Thank
very
you.
Well, and it was recorded down in your hometown of Miami.
Yes.
Now, I heard a rumor that this whole thing came about by a buddy of yours saying to you, you know, there's never been a Christmas CD done the Sunshine Band style. And that was the beginning of this.
He actually said, why don't you write a song like Jingle Bell Boogie or something like that? And I thought, well, that's an interesting title. I love that title. And so right away, within like an hour or two, I had written a song. I think I was on an airplane somewhere, headed somewhere. And I sent the melody to a friend of mine in the UK who does production, and he did up a track for me or whatever. He sent the track back over to me. Then I brought the band in, and we played on top of the track. And voila.
Voila.
Jingle Bell Boogie was born, and the Christmas album.
Wouldn't it be something like if 50, 60 years from now, all of these songs, including the After Christmas song, I love that, and Jingle Bell Boogie became a classic like White Christmas, I mean, and your legacy would go on.
Well, that would be great.
That would be great. That'd be great.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, very good. What is the website again?
It's heykcsb.com or caseyandthesunshineband.com.
What are you going to do for the holidays, Casey?
I'm having just my normal visiting with friends and stuff like that. And then Christmas night, I have a huge annual Christmas party at my house. It started about 4 or 5 years ago, and because I figured nobody has anything to do Christmas night, so I throw a big Christmas party on Christmas night.
Great idea. Now, again, I want to mention the fact that the new CD is A Sunshine Christmas. Great name for it, because not only is it part of the band's name, but it comes from the Sunshine City of Miami.
Right, and the song on there that's called A Sunshine Christmas, I was thinking, you know, here's this song called White Christmas, and it's like written about, you know, living with, you know, being, having, you know, a white Christmas, but some of us in South Florida and other places around the world, we don't ever have a white Christmas. We have a sunshine Christmas. So that's kind of what that song is. It's kind of a take on White Christmas, but it's a sunshine Christmas. It's what we see on Christmas Day and what we feel.
Now, Casey, I've been down in Florida for 30 years. I know you've been down here your entire life. Have you ever spent a Christmas in the snow?
I have. I mean, I've traveled a lot. My sister lives in Maryland. I have spent Christmas in the snow, and it's I love the snow. I don't get to see a whole lot of it down here, that's all.
You only love it until...
And it's great to visit.
Yeah, that's it. You only love it till about December 26th, and then that's about it. Then
right.
It's back to the sunshine. Well, Casey, I urge everybody to go out and get your CD, and it's available on iTunes, Amazon, all over the place. It's called A Sunshine Christmas. It is the very first Christmas CD of our friend Casey and the Sunshine Band, and I will attest to this because we're playing it on the show. It is done very good. It brings the spirit of Christmas and a happy, joyful feeling when you listen to it. That's the most important part.
Thank you. That's the whole idea of it.
Well, Casey, you know I don't have to tell you this. You're always welcome here. Have a marvelous Christmas and a happy new year, my friend. And
thank you. Same to you.
Thanks for your friendship and so many hours of great listening.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Casey.
Bye.
Our guest, Casey, from Casey and the Sunshine Band, new CD out right now, a Christmas album entitled A Sunshine Christmas from Casey and the Sunshine Band. Well, I tell you, you talk about something revolutionary.
Thank you, and have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
You too, and we'll talk in the new year. Casey.
Merry Christmas. It's Christmas time all around the world. From each and every boy and girl, you can feel it. The Christmas spirit's everywhere. Put your hands up in the air. Celebrate tonight, it's a love affair. Underneath the mistletoe, give me a kiss. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, do it like this. Merry Christmas, said the night wind to the little lad. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little man, do you see what I see? A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete. And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Boy, you talk about a magnificent talent and a successful actress. That is our next guest. She's been on Roseanne, The Big Bang Theory, Getting On, JFK in the movies, Leaving Las Vegas, Uncle Buck, Fun with Dick and Jane. Joining us right now is the lovely and talented Lori Metcalf. Hi, Lori. How are you?
Thank you, Ron. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Well, you are one busy actress. When they talk about the working actress and they look in the dictionary, your picture's there.
Yeah, you know? You know what? I have to say, I've had a jam-packed couple of 2 years. I will say that. And I've been really fortunate that the projects have all been different.
You and I have a major, major thing in common. Do you know that?
What?
I, too, was born on June 16th.
Oh, nice.
Only I was born just a couple of years before you, but not much.
Not much, okay? But
so you're a crazy Gemini.
I'm a crazy Gemini. Do people come up to you and say you have a split personality? Because my late father used to always tell me, how come when I see you on television or hear you on the radio, you're a different person than what I see and hear in the home? Do you have that same story?
I don't think it has struck them, but I feel it myself. I feel I'm very split.
Yeah, me too. I like to be around people, yet I like to be alone.
Yes, definitely.
I think I'm in love with you. I finally found somebody that understands me, you know? Goodness, great. Where have you been?
And we can turn on a dime.
Oh, yeah, oh, no doubt. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you were...
And that falling completely out of love. So, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. But the only thing we probably don't have in common, you are a shy child. I wasn't. I always wanted to be the center of attention, hence the reason why I'm in this business. But you were shy as a child, were you not?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
Found that I was able to, in some convoluted way, part of my mind, hide behind the characters that I was playing.
Sure.
You know, so even though it was me doing outrageous things on a stage, it wasn't really me. And
yeah.
So nobody really knew me. I find it harder to do when there's a camera involved. I get more inhibited and intimidated by the camera, so I like being on a stage better, but I just feel freer. But, yeah, and I think it helped pull me out of my shyness, also being able to play different characters and experience, you know, a story through somebody else.
Lori, that is very interesting, because normally someone is afraid to be on stage because they're in front of the people. When they're in front of the camera, all they see is the camera. I mean, when I perform concerts, because I'm a singer, and I have a 15-piece orchestra that backs me, when I go on stage, I'm, you know, a little concerned, because they could throw tomatoes and different stones and different things. But,
oh, you want a barrier? Yeah.
but when I have a camera or a microphone in front of me, I'm very relaxed. So that's unusual. This is going to be our first disagreement. You know that, don't you?
Yes. Right. And you get to do something that I've always wanted to do and I can't do.
What's that?
Sing in front of a orchestra or a band.
There's nothing like
it. I can't sing, and so I've always wanted to feel what that rush felt like.
Well, first of all, I can't sing either, but it's just something.
Oh.
No. But you know what? You're right. It is a rush. There's no question about it. I can't wait to get up there. I understand that you're going to be part of Toy Story 5. I can't believe the sequels are up to 5 already, but it's a huge, successful franchise.
Yes.
Wow.
I don't know how. I haven't seen a script, and I frankly don't know how my character would be involved as Andy's mom, because, you know, Andy gave his toys away.
Yeah, that always happens.
And somehow we might be back at his house again. I don't know.
Wow. Well, that's a cliffhanger for you, Lori.
Boy. Yeah, yeah.
Do you ever have any downtime? I mean, a lot of times when people see an actor or an actress on television or in the movies, they don't realize that this thing was done 400 years ago, and they're probably sitting at home collecting unemployment.
Well, Lady Bird was done at least a year ago.
Was it really?
Yeah. And I do have some downtime between projects. I don't handle my downtime very well. I just like, there's nothing that I like more than being in a rehearsal room and attacking a script
right.
and taking it apart, and I feel creative and energized. And the downtime, I don't really know what to do with myself much. I do the mom thing and pack lunches and...
Oh, I can't picture Lori
Metcalf. Have meals ready at home.
Really?
Then,
you're very domesticated then, right?
No, well, I... out of duty.
Duty.
No, I'm not good at it.
That's pretty funny. Duty. Well, we enjoy your work. You're a lovely lady, a terrific talent, and certainly very close to me, seeing that we both have the same birthday. And how do you celebrate?
Yep.
You used to like to have parties. I don't even want to do that anymore.
No, I don't have parties. What I did last year, I was doing a play on Broadway, and so... Just, you know, finished the play and walked back to my apartment in New York, or the corporate apartment they were putting me up at, and swung past a pizza joint on the way back and got a whole pizza.
Wow.
I gorged on.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what you got. You know, it's funny, because when people make a fuss over my birthday, I feel embarrassed. When they don't make a fuss out of my birthday, I'm thinking to myself, why aren't they making a fuss over my birthday? You know, so it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
You're a great guest and a terrific talent, as I mentioned earlier. Good luck with the motion picture. And let's speak again, especially when we get closer to Toy Story 5.
Yes,
you have to come back,
definitely.
Lori. Come on back, okay?
All right. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you so much. Our special guest has been Lori Metcalf, terrific talent. And, of course, as you mentioned, Roseanne, The Big Bang Theory, Leaving Las Vegas, JFK, Uncle Buck, Fun with Dick and Jane, Lady Bird playing the role of Mary McPherson, and all the work of our guest, Lori Metcalf. Nice lady and talented one, too. And I want to drop in here very quickly to remind everybody to check our website, which is ronseggi.com. That's ronseggi.com. And when you get to that site, there's a couple of icons. One says, Listen Live. And if you hit that, you'll hear our latest show on demand 24/7. Another says Archive, and if you listen to that, you can hear one of our shows that we've done in the past. Also, we have another website we invite you to visit, and it's called Seggi Sings, Seggi Sings. And that's all about our concert tour with my 15-piece orchestra. That's ronseggi.com and seggisings.com. And by the way, next weekend is Christmas, and I want to remind everybody out there in our listening audience that we will be here with another version of Ron Seggi Today on the Christmas weekend. We don't have that day off. We're going to be working all weekend long.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Us, two burnt end platters, three.
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring these to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you overwhelmed with credit card debt and unable to pay your bills? Has your income decreased or have you lost your job? At Credit Card of America, we offer a free, no-obligation consultation to learn how you can cut your payments by up to half and potentially lower your interest down to zero. Credit Card of America is an A-plus rated company that will work on your behalf. We've counseled over 1 million consumers struggling with debt just like you. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation and learn how you can become debt-free. Call 800-291-3818. That's 800-291-3818.
On this weekend before Christmas, that wraps up hour number one of Ron Seggi Today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my guest this first hour for being part of the show, Lee Greenwood. KC of KC and the Sunshine Band, and actress Lori Metcalf. Next hour, from the Oak Ridge Boys, the bass singer, the guy that does oom-baba, oom-baba, Richard Sturban, they're with the Gaylord doing their Christmas show in Nashville. Artist Peter Max will be here, singer Dina Martin with a new Christmas CD she has out. Then we'll be talking about some gift ideas for Christmas with Haley Bright, and some gift ideas for our little furry friends, our pets, with Kristen Levine. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgie Today.